I Was the Lightning Before the Thunder, written by Wings of the Damned, read by Raven, Chapter 44, Whiskers VIP. Captain Marvel is a popular hero. He is approachable, friendly, and the kind to be found having water balloon fights with kids on random Friday at a park, or snowball fights. This is the reason he gets asked the weirdest of questions and has the most chill interviews. Which is why it didn't surprise Billy when he got asked the most random one so far. "Do you have pets?" the woman who is interviewing him asks. He smirks. "Sure, I've got a pet, cat," he conceded, making air quotes on the pet remark. He didn't think pet was the right definition, nor cat for that matter, but it was amusing. "Can we see pictures?" the woman, Jennifer, asks. He hums before pulling out his Justice League-issued phone. He flips through his gallery before finding one of his favorite pictures. He turns the phone toward the reporter, a grin plastered on his face. He bit back the urge to laugh as he caught her eyes growing wide, mouth agape, as she just lost her words. He would never get tired of seeing people's reactions to the pictures of his cat, Takitani. "Oh, is that?" Marvel took pity on her struggles. "Yeah, guests are shocked to see him when they come over, too," he conceded, as if he had a ton of guests at The Rock to begin with. He had no guests, and Taki was only allowed home if he was a cat. Rosa and Victor had been very clear on that matter. No need for a neighbor catching sight of the tiger in a home with six kids. He was just mentioning that for shits and giggles. And he could almost see Rosa shaking her head in disapproval as she watched this interview. But he could also definitely hear her amused chuckle at him finding entertaining to terrorize people. "How old is he?" the reporter dares to ask. She seems somewhere between nervous and also interested and curious. "I'm not sure. A few hundred years, give or take." "Why? Actually, I should probably ask him how old he is," he said deep in thought. He had never given it thought. He met Taki when he was 7 and still living on the streets. Let's say a tiger was an amazing way to stay warm during winter. Point is, he had known him for a long time, and it had never occurred to him to ask Taki how old he was. "Ask?" Jennifer's voice pulls him back to the present. She seems a bit unsure, which is understandable. People outside of Fawcett City have a hard time grasping the mystical, like talking animals. "Oh, he can talk," he waves her off. She seems to grow between surprised and alert at that. "You keep a sentient tiger as a pet?" Which, all right, that did sound bad when spoken like that. "I was joking when I called him a pet. He's more like a good friend. I grew with him." Which didn't make much sense either, since he was just 15 and Taki was several thousand, give or take. But he did grow with him. Taki kept him warm during the winter, kept him company, and even brought him snacks sometimes. He was the one who told him the Vasquezes were trustworthy and nice people, to give them a chance. He would have died a long time ago if it wasn't for him. Not that the world needed to know that. Billy knew his interview might be watched by many. Certainly not a surprise that the League also watched it. He knew because he got lots of looks when he stepped into the watchtower. Several heroes even dared to ask him stuff about Taki. If he was real or if he truly spoke. How old was he? How did he come across a sentient tiger? He did get to the meeting room, later than usual, but he made it. The League was there, and he ignored their stares as he went over to his chair. As he sat down, he counted. 1, 2, 3, now. "Can I see the tiger?" Flash asked, and there it was that he was honestly surprised no one on his way here asked. But again, not many people wanted to meet a tiger face to face, sentient or not. He leaned back against his chair and gave Flash a long look. "Sure. You can go see him at the zoo. He likes to sneak in there from time to time just so he can get pampered." Taki could say all he wanted, but Billy knew the guy just liked sleeping for hours under the sun and getting attention. He also liked the free food and having people comb his hair and compliment him. like any cat would. Why not take us to see him now? Billy understood the implications in Hal's question within seconds. He crossed his arms over his chest. He didn't know whether to be amused or impressed at the bold question. It's been years since any of them tried to bring up his identity. Still, he just grinned. Good try, but no, I'm not telling you where I live. I won't tell anyone, Peaky promise. Barry tried, holding his pinky up and all. And Billy really felt like this talky issue must be an excuse to find out where he lives. I don't believe in pinky promises. Flash gasped loudly as if hit. That's the most sacred vow ever. How could you say that? Billy shrugged. Once upon a time, he would have been annoyed by their insistence on finding out anything about who he might be. But as years went by, as he grew up, he just found it incredibly amusing and entertaining. Plus, he was no longer a little kid. He was old enough to know the league wouldn't kick him out. They might be mad at first, but they wouldn't kick him out. He just hid his identity because he enjoyed watching them slowly go mad, how unhinged the theories became. Suddenly, the air vent behind Batman slammed open, making everyone in the room jump and turn to see Robin, of all people, crawling out of the vent. He didn't acknowledge anyone as he stalked straight for Marvel. Billy would rather die than admit a 12-year-old terrified him. The kid came to stand right in front of him, looking like he meant business, or like he might just kill him in his sleep, or both. He didn't speak a single word, but he did hold his hand out, and right on his palm was a very familiar pin of red glitter and golden glitter, a bit messy and mismatched, but it had been a gift from Darla. She made it herself, a pin with the Captain Marvel logo, a pin he kept in his backpack, at home, in his room. Can I meet the tiger? It wasn't a question. It looked like it, but Billy has younger siblings. He knows when he's being blackmailed. And he has no idea how to feel about the fact Robin broke into his room. Definitely Batman's kid. Who the hell even breaks into someone's home to steal a pin? When did this happen? How? He was sure that he had that pin this morning. So how the fuck does Robin have it? Still, he is smart and he knows when he has no exit. And since he feels like this is a one-time deal, he gives in. He must not lose his entertainment. He wants to see how even more unhinged theories about what he is can become. All right. Robin gives him the pin, and Billy can definitely hear Barry and Hal protesting. Even Batman looks quite shocked for a man whose face is covered behind a cowl. But no one dares speak against Robin. Not even Batman himself. And when the next day, Eldritch sentient electricity creature gets added to the rumor mill by Robin, he decides he likes him the best amongst all the other heroes, even if he was blackmailed into agreeing in the first place. The end. Thank you for listening.